This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 425 for Monday, June 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice futures canola contracts are higher on Monday morning following rains across the prairies over the weekend. The July canola contract is up $3.70 at $4.6980 per ton. The November contract is up $1.60 at $4.7370 per ton. The prairies are forecast to receive more rain in the coming days. The precipitation should provide a boost to planted crops, but could delay the last of the spring planting. A stronger Canadian dollar is putting a lid on those gains. The loonie on Monday morning is at 74.74 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.47. Alberta says planting there is at 93% complete. The province released its weekly crop report on Friday. Last week, Saskatchewan reported seeding was 96% finished and Manitoba reported planting was 88% done. China says its soybean imports jumped more than 27% this May to almost 9.4 million tons. That's about 2 million tons more compared to May of last year. Much of China's soybeans are coming from Brazil. However, China is buying some soybeans from the United States. Ahead of the USDA's weekly crop progress report, soybean planting is expected to be around 80% complete. Corn is forecast to be around 95% finished, and spring wheat should be about 90% done. The winter wheat harvest is projected to be 10 to 15% finished. The USDA releases its crop progress report today at 3 p.m. Central. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The July soybean contract is down 3 cents at $8.65 per bushel. July soy oil is virtually unchanged at 28.12 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down 40 cents at 288.70 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher Monday morning, with the July contract up 2 cents at 333 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract down 10 cents at 318 per bushel. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Monday. Chicago July is down 5 at 510.5. Kansas City July is down 3 at 458. And Minneapolis July is down 1 at 518.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.